librería favorita.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles, y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. You can tune in to all your favorite programs here on Vaughn Radio, starting with Richard Vaughn. You got the Probo Show with Rob Grams. You've got Fitz's program, No Excuses. And then you've got, after this show, Ximena Holiday and Test Your English, followed by Rob and Andy in the Lunchtime Show. After that, you've got Tosh Pasqua and Back to Basics. Then we'll get random with Jules Linares. And then it's time for your daily history lesson with the one and only history buff, Guy Williams, in his program Western Civilization. After that, you've got the multifaceted, super funny Dave Boys and his program, The Salad. And to round off your day, you've got Kyle Miller with Drive Time. All of these shows will challenge you, entertain you, enlighten you. All you have to do is download the free Vaughn Radio app or download us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're looking for solutions, go to our website. It's GrupoVaughn.com. GrupoVaughn.com is our website. The phone number is 911-385-8-3-1. And folks, let's kick off with, we got to put the pedal to the metal. Tenemos que pisarlo fuerte. So let's kick off with our Say What soundbite for the third time.
These people have been here up to 5 years and done absolutely nothing. These people are drug dealers and drug users. They have taken up space. They have disrupted the school. They have harassed your teachers. Oh, and they have intimidated you. Well, times are about to change.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your Say What soundbite for the third time. We're going to hear it one more time a little bit later on in our show. But right now, we're going to take a look at our homophones that we've got over here. And let's see, the first person to take a stab at it is German. German. Those are the correct words. So far, so good. Write that one down. If you don't learn anything today, learn that one. So far, so good. All right, so let's see. Let's see if your classmates agree with you. Kubla says the same words, and he says they sound alike. Maria Jose agrees. Chris Valrol agrees. Nihal agrees as well. Wow. So right now, it seems unanimous that these two words, the first one, which we already said has many meanings, which we'll look at in just a moment, and the second one, which is jabalí, and the plural, I think, is jabalíes. Is that how you say it? All right. Pretty dangerous animals, by the way. Or so I've heard. The good thing is I've never met one face to face. All right, let's see. The first word then is the word bore. If you know the word bored or boring, then you know it. And I know everybody knows the word bored or boring. So I hope this class, this radio show, never bores you to bore. Okay. And as I said, it's a noun. Oh, man, this is a bore. Esto es una lata. Esto es un rollo. This is a bore. B-O-R-E. I also told you it's the past tense of the verb parir. Bear, bore, born. So realmente nacer es ser parido. Estar parido? I don't know which one. So bear, bore, born. My mother bore two children. Misma palabra. B-O. And it was a bore. Y era un aburrimiento. But finally, she took a job where she had to bore holes. Yeah, well, she was digging tunnels. Not true. But I wanted to get to that other meaning, which is bore, hacer un agujero grande. And do you guys remember Elon Musk has a company, which is the Hyperloop, and they have to build these underground tunnels. And the name of the company is called The Boring Company. Why? Porque aburren? Bueno, puede ser. I don't know very much about them. But because taladran. That's what they do. They bore holes in the ground and make tunnels. So I don't want to bore you with any more meanings, but wow, that's a pretty rich word. And the second word, the one that is the wild pig, another way to say it, wild pig. That one is bore. Bore. All right, so that boar, excuse me, that boar is a boar. Do they sound the same? Abso-freaking-lutely. Great job, German and company. Excellent job, German and company. Boar and boar. You can say boar or you can say wild boar as well. All right, well, folks, we also have a Say What soundbite winner. Please give it up for Kubla. You guys are on fire today. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. But it's time for our most difficult challenge of the day. It's our spelling bee.
Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's our spelling bee over here where I'm going to spell six different things right now. I'll give you a huge clue here. They all have to be capitalized. These are proper nouns. What I want to know is what these six things are, if you can write down the words I'm spelling, and if you know what they have in common, well, great. You can add that to your answer as well. Guys, hold on to your hats, because this is not going to be easy. It's doable, as always, but I would prefer, if you're not sure on the first round, I would prefer you wait to hear it a second time. Is everybody ready here? Okay. Round one. This is the round that is reserved for superstars. Let me clear my throat. I got to get ready, guys. This is, you know, I got to prepare over here myself. Okay, ready. The first word is G-L-E-N-D-R-O-N-A-C-H space 15 space R-E-V-I-V-A-L. The second word is A-B-E-R-F. E-L-D-Y, space, 12. The third one is B-O-W-M-O-R-E, space, I-S-L-A-Y. The fourth one is G-L-E-N-F-A-R-C-L-A-S, space, 25. The fifth one, L-A-G-A-V-U-L-I-N space D-I-S-T-I-L L-E-R apostrophe S space E-D-I-T-I-O-N. And the last one is L-A-P-H-R-O-A-I-G. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, hello, lads and lassies. Welcome here for a little bit of Scottish tradition. Gonna have some haggis, neeps, and tatties. Haggis, neeps, and tatties. This is tripa de. It's a very popular dish in Scotland. Haggis, neeps, or turnips. Nabos, turnips. And tatties are mashed potatoes, patatas. And haggis is tripa. Very popular dish in Scotland. The land of Braveheart. All right, let's take a look over here. We've got Born to Iron Man taking a stab at it. You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you? Because that was fast, buddy. Let's take a look and see if our lad... Lad is a way that they say in the UK, boy. We don't usually use it in the United States. All right, let's take a look over here and see. We've got Born to Iron Man first up. And let's see, the first one is incorrect. So there's no need to go on any further. I think you're the fastest guy in the building. But I can't hire you, buddy. I can't hire you. Not today. Let's take a look. Kubla. Kubla, the first one, is correct. The second one is also correct. The third one is correct. The fourth one's correct. The fifth one is correct. Whoa. And the last one... is also correct. Oh, yeah. Kubla, yeah. You're hired, buddy. You're hired. Contratado. I've got a business. I've got a liquor store here. And we sell Scotch whiskey. Scotch whiskey is whiskey escocés. And why did we choose these? I got to say, I'm not a big whiskey drinker. But today in 1495... A monk named John Core recorded the first known batch, the first known batch of Scotch whiskey. And well, as you guys know, this stuff can be pretty costly, especially the single malts. The single malts are the really expensive ones. Let's go through the list again. This time, I'm going to be nice, all right? I'm going to take pauses where I need to take them. And you know what? It makes it easier for me, too, when I can pause. This is round two. The first one is G-L-E-N-D-R-O-N-A-C-H space 15 space R-E-V-I-V-A-L. The second one is A-B-E-R-F-E-L-D-Y space 12. The third one, B-O-W-M-O-R-E space I-S L-A-Y. The fourth one is G-L-E-N-F-A-R-C-L-A-S space 25. The fifth one, and this is the longest one, LAGAVULIN:EDITION. And the last one is LAPHROAIG. All right, I see we've got some other students who have gotten it as well. Chris Valrol, Maria Jose, awesome job. All right, we've got our bagpipes. You say gaitas, right? Our bagpipes. Let's take a look at these very quickly, and then we're going to move on to our Name That Movie section. The first one, and what I did is I literally said, best Scotch whiskeys. And some of them were $500 a bottle. Some of them were more affordable. The first one is called Glendronach. You'll have to excuse my pronunciation. But what I've heard and what I understand is that Glen, any, if it says Glen before it, it's good. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich. I remember those are very popular in the United States. We're talking about single, not just Scotch whiskey here, single malt, which is the highest quality. So Glendronach 15 Revival. So I guess this was an old recipe that they brought back. Then you've got Aberfeldy, Aberfeldy 12. Now, those are the years that it's in the cask, right? I don't know if they use oak, roble. I guess it depends on the whiskey. But that's Aberfeldy. I'll try and do it in my Scottish pronunciation. Aberfeldy 12. Then you've got Bowmore Islay is number three. Number four, there's another Glen. ¿Qué te dije de los Glens? Glenfarclas 25. Yeah, you heard correctly. 25 years in a cask. And then you've got number five, Lagavulin Distiller's Edition. And a distiller is a person who makes alcohol. And the last one, Laphroaig. I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, but that's another one that's very popular in the United States. All right, well, folks, I hope you enjoyed our little foray, nuestra incursión, our little foray into Scotch whiskey. But right now it's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. All right, let's take a look at today's movie and see if you recognize it. Here's the synopsis. Sinister characters converge around a young man devoted to protecting those he loves in a post-war backwoods town, teeming with corruption and brutality. Whoa, that sounds pretty hardcore, doesn't it? So sinister, evil, malvados, sinister characters, personajes, converge. Vamos a mirarlo en español, because I know I can see myself making up a word there. Converge, juntarse, converger. Sabía que era algo así. Reunirse, converge, okay? Sinister characters converge around a young man, un joven, devoted to, que se dedica a, devoted to protecting those he loves in a post-guerra, backwoods town. Now, a backwoods town is un pueblo pequeño, de nada. Okay, backwoods. Piensa, está No está en el bosque, está in the backwoods, o sea, en el bosque de atrás. That's a good way to remember. No está en el bosque, su casa, está en el bosque de atrás. Backwoods town. Teaming, and I know you know the word team, T-E-A-M, but what about team pulular? Abundar de, bullar de, rebosar de algo. He was teeming with positivity. Te, si sabes pronunciar equipo, sabes pronunciar. Acuérdate esta frase. The team was teeming with energy. All right, the team was teeming with energy. And speaking of Sevilla, aquí estamos contigo, Sevilla. Aquí estamos contigo, Sevilla. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some winners. Chris Valrol, you nailed it. Also, Kubla, nice job. The movie's called The Devil All the Time. And we just said the word evil. I've heard it mispronounced a lot, so make sure you don't say evil. The devil is evil. Acuérdate eso y verás que no se pronuncian igual. Ya, yo sé, eso es inglés. Debería ser devil and evil or devil and evil, but it's not. It's the devil is evil. It's a movie that came out in 2020, and I haven't seen it. It stars Tom Holland, also Bill Skarsgård, who's also been very popular lately as well. Let's take a look at the scene over here. This is a scene in church. It is the Reverend. The Reverend is a way of saying the pastor, right? And he says, the good book, la Biblia, the good book is filled with good men and women suffering, padeciendo de delusions. Eve in the garden. Ayer hablamos de el jardín. Eve in the garden. So it's Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Noah. Noé, you say. Noah. Naked. Drunk. Borracho. Bringing shame upon his family. Vergüenza. Trae a su familia. The idol. Ídolo. The idol the Jews bowed before in the desert. Okay, to bow is hacer reverencia. And in the desert, en el desierto. And even the Lord Jesus himself was presented with delusions in the desert that only through his faith, su fe, and his strength, su fuerza, his strength overcame. Viene del verbo to overcome, superar, lo superó. And then he says, the Lord's delusion in the desert was a game. Era un juego. Of the so-called, así llamado, so-called devil. And what the Lord experienced, experimento, was a delusion that would have kept him from saving us. Que le hubiese parado o frenado de salvarnos. It would have kept him from saving us, but he did not fall for it. Pero no cayó, no se lo creyó. He did not fall for it. It is our delusions that lead us to sin, al pecado. They lead us, nos llevan al pecado. Striking a mother or a wife for something you thought they said. To strike is pegar. Neglecting work or Sunday service for that matter. La misa del domingo. Some girl gets a feeling for a fella. Alguna chica tiene una sensación por un chico que le gusta. And lets him have her holy gift. Su regalo sagrado. Delusions, he screams. Blaspheming the Lord in your mind. En tu mente. Blasphemy, using the Lord's name in vain. And in your heart, for some wrong done to you. Algo que te han, un mal que te han hecho. Some wrong done to you by another person. I remember one of the first characters I started to imitate was these televangelists. You can ask my parents. I would walk around the house. I would grab a dictionary or a Bible. Sometimes I would have a Bible. And I would walk around and say, brothers and sisters, repent. And my parents, I was entertaining because I remember them cracking up. And then when family members would come over and visit, they would crack up too. So I've been doing voices and all this crazy stuff for a long time. Folks, we are off too. I can't believe it, but it's true. Our final commercial break. The good news is we'll be right back in just two shakes of a lamb's tail. En un plis plas. We'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail with the fourth and final part of today's show. So stick around.
Y fin.
Oh, the end. Oh, man, that was
the never-ending story.
Lo hemos conseguido, hemos terminado nuestro tercer libro.
But wait a second. It just dawned on me. Me acabo de dar cuenta. We don't have a title.
¿Cómo llamamos al libro? ¿Cómo lo llamamos? This book is the milk 3?
No, that's too generic. This book is the requete milk?
Es que ya hemos hecho the remilk, no
I
sé.
I think we've milked that idea. Hemos exprimido esa
idea.
Sí,
la hemos ordeñado demasiado, la verdad.
I've got one. This book is the shit.
¿Pero qué? This book is the shit, pero ¿qué va a pensar la gente? ¿Que el libro es una mierda?
No, 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 lo contrario. Significa, de verdad, este libro es la leche.
¡Ah! ¿En serio? This book is the shit es algo bueno.
Sí, hombre, no nos confundamos aquí. This book is shit es lo peor. This book is the shit, no hay nada mejor.
Así se aprende inglés con This Book is the Shit. Por Alberto Alonso y Damián Moya.
La verdad que ha sido una experiencia increíble, sobre todo, bueno, las personas de ceremonias, tanto Carmen como Carlota, el feedback que hemos tenido con ellas, luego el buen ambiente que hemos tenido con todos los grupos, tanto las personas anglosajonas como los compañeros españoles, y luego la inmersión y la intensidad que hemos tenido ha sido siempre de una manera constructiva.
He venido sola sin mis compañeros, lo que a priori me daba un poquillo de angustia, porque claro, vienes sola, eres un poquillo tímida, qué sé yo, pero después tú llegas aquí y la verdad que aquí toda la gente como que intenta todo el mundo de ayudarte, todo el mundo es muy amable. Además descubres eso, que hay valores como internacionales, la solidaridad, el ayudarse el uno al otro. No sé, la verdad que está siendo interesante y luego creo eso, que hemos mejorado un montón, por lo menos en mi caso, a la hora de escuchar, más que en hablar, en escuchar. Porque muchas veces eso, hay muchos acentos diferentes, el hecho de poder identificar cada uno y escuchándole está interesante.
Venga a Vaughan Town, conozca lo que el pueblo anglo de Vaughan puede hacer por su inglés en tan solo 6 días. Llámenos al 911-33-5833, 911-33-5833 y viva la experiencia Vaughan Town.
Bienvenidos a la mini clase de hoy. ¿Cómo decimos cuesta en inglés?
Slope.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo sería entonces ayer subí y bajé la cuesta 3 veces?
Yesterday I went up and down the slope 3 times.
That's it. ¿Y cuando algo te cuesta porque es complicado decimos?
It slopes.
Meh. Para expresar que algo te cuesta, lo que decimos en inglés simplemente es I find it hard. Vamos a practicarlo. Levantarme por las mañanas.
I find it hard to get up in the mornings.
Very good. Entender las películas en inglés.
I find it hard to understand the films in English.
To understand the film in English.
To understand the film in English.
Very good. Aprender inglés.
I find it hard to learn English.
To learn English. Very good.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
En nuestros campamentos, tus hijos podrán divertirse mientras aprenden inglés de manera efectiva y educativa. Inscripciones abiertas ahora. Reserva su plaza en grupovaughan.com.
Atención, últimas plazas en nuestros campamentos de verano. Además, si contratas la segunda quincena para nuestro campamento del Guijo en Salamanca, obtendrás 100 euros de descuento. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget, folks, you can officially pick up my latest book. This book is the shit. It's available everywhere. You can be one of the first people to get it because it only came out about a week ago now. Not even. You can find it at VaughnTienda.com. You can come visit us at the book fair. I mean, if you can. If you can, stop by our website, VaughnTienda.com. You can also get it on Amazon or wherever fine books are sold. And don't forget to give me some feedback, amigos. As always, I love hearing from you guys. All right, all right. Looking forward to seeing many of you at the Feria del Libro. Also, the trivia night hosted by Rob Grams and Andy Vaughn. Yeah, Nacho was originally going to be hosting, but in the end, it's Rob and Andy. Oh, don't worry, guys. It's going to be a blast. Oh, yeah. That's right, folks. Vaughn Radio, Trivia Night, Book Fair, so many different opportunities to come and chill, estar de tranquis con nosotros, and chill with us. All right, well, folks, it's time for our double trouble.
Double trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double trouble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know it. It's double trouble time only on the show with no name. And this is, I'll tell you where this double trouble came from. The other day I was lying in bed. I remember it clearly. And I said, oh, wait a second. There's a double trouble. And that happens very often. So these are often plucked right out of pop culture. I'm watching something or I think of something. I'm like, oh, this is a good double trouble. I think it's going to be easy compared to some of the ones we've had lately. El soldado vestido con traje de faena padece de fatiga. I didn't know traje de faena. The only way I've heard faena is vaya faena. Una faena. So I had no idea that it also meant things worn in the military. It's crazy. So see, we're all learning here. El soldado vestido con traje de faena padece de fatiga. There's your double trouble. You have to use the same word twice. Also, I'm going to give you your say what soundbite for the fourth and final time.
These people have been here up to 5 years and done absolutely nothing. These people are drug dealers and drug users. They have taken up space. They have disrupted the school. They have harassed your teachers. And they have intimidated you. Well, times are about to change.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is the fourth and final listen. As I said, most people will know that voice instantly. Instantly. It's so, I mean, it's a voice we've all grown up with. Okay, so there, I just told you it's definitely somebody who's older. Well, you can tell he's not necessarily a teenager, right? You can tell by somebody's voice, not just the, you know, how deep or how high it is, but also, you know, if it sounds worn, desgastado, right? Because as we get older, well, everything gets worn, doesn't it? Our hearing, our vision. I mean, todo empieza a fallar, right? It's not just me, right? Okay, good. All right, let's take a look at this double trouble over here. Soldados, let's see if we can get all our soldiers here in line because, well, of course, we got to make sure we run a tight ship. To run a tight ship. Llevar mano dura, ser estricto. We looked at it yesterday, right? No permitir fallos. Okay. I run a tight ship over here with my troops. Let's see how the troops have done. All right. The first person to participate is our amigo Leonardo. And Leo, you've been kicking butt lately. I think you're coming to the fair this weekend or the following one. Well, either way, looking forward to seeing you, Leonardo. Let's see if he got it. El soldado vestido con traje de faena padece de fatiga. And he put the soldier. Y vamos a pronunciar esa palabra, por favor. The soldier. Ja, ja. Es como una J, este J-C-H, ¿no? Soldier, ja. It's not ch, it's ja. Similar to TH, ¿eh? Para vosotros. Soldier. The soldier dressed in fatigues suffers from fatigue. Ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. Yeah, I remember I was reading something, or I don't know what it was, but I was in bed and I either saw the word fatigue or it popped into my head and I said, oh, wait a second. There's a double trouble somewhere in there. So the soldier dressed in fatigues, which I think is a very funny name for military gear, suffers from, y muy bien esa tercera persona, padece de, suffers from fatigue. Let's see your classmates. Chris Valrol, she says, the soldier dressed in fatigues suffers from fatigue. Yeah. Nice job. All right. All right. All right. Good stuff, guys. Kubla. Kubla says the soldier dressed in workwear is worn down. Which word are you doubling up on over there, Kubla? Kubla, hi, welcome to the show with no name. My name's Alberto, welcome to the show. In the double trouble section, we have to use the same word twice. I figured you would know that by now, because you usually do a good job in this section. Earth to Kubla, hi, welcome. You got to use the same word twice. I don't see any repetition there, unless maybe my eyesight is failing me. But excellent job to Leo and Chris, the soldier who was wearing fatigues is suffering from fatigue. All right, well, folks, it is time then to move on to your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, folks. You're joking. Yeah, I guess you're right, Kubla. Sorry about that. Yeah. Workwear. I didn't think of it as a noun. I was thinking of it as a verb. Is worn down. Yeah, okay. You know, the soldier dressed in workwear. The only thing is workwear. I've never heard workwear before. Let's look it up here. You know, again, guys, remember, one thing is having it right, and then another thing is that it sounds natural, but if it works, ropa de trabajo, it says traje de faena, Kubla, my bad there, I take it back. Excellent. Earth to Alberto. Go ahead. You know what? I'm going to do, this is for me, guys. Hey, listen. I make mistakes too. Excellent job, Kubla. Wow, wow. All right. Well, I'm going to reward all of you. Well, excellent. You know what? Excellent job, everybody. I'm seeing so many people participating today and so many different ways of saying things. And that's really cool because it just shows how unique each and every one of you are. And speaking of unique, I've got some unique jokes for you here. I think you're going to love these jokes. All right. Maybe not. They're pretty bad, to be honest. But if you get them, well, that's good. That means that you mastered vocabulary to some extent in English. All right, so here we go. What do you get when you mix literature with alcohol? What do you get when you mix literature with alcohol? Okay? Literature, literatura, alcohol. Right? Easy. Tequila Mockingbird. No? Tequila Mockingbird? To kill a mockingbird? Ruiseñor, you say, or something? Famous novel? To kill a mockingbird? You guys know it? I don't know if it's... I know it's definitely a popular one in the States. It's Harper Lee, the American author. Came out in 1960. How do you call it? Matar un riseño. I know it's... A ver, tengo que buscarlo. Todavía no se me ha quedado, pero lo tengo ahí. Mockingbird. Ah, no. No es riseñor. No. It's sinsonte. Thin thoned leg. What? Are you serious? Oh my God. What is that called in Spanish? Matando un sinsonte? Wow. That's weird. A mockingbird. Well, in English, it's pretty logical because it's a bird that imitates. It mocks. No? Se burla. It mocks. Are you mocking me? Te estás burlando de mí? So what do you get when you mix literature with alcohol? Tequila Mockingbird. Tequila Mockingbird. To kill a mockingbird. There's a song by Guns N' Roses, and my late friend Jermaine, may he rest in peace. One day he was like, dude, you got to explain this song to me because, you know, I speak English, but I don't get it. And Guns N' Roses has a song called I Used to Love Her. And the lyrics are not very nice, but I had to kill her. La tuve que matar. Again, if you're looking for nice music, don't listen to Guns N' Roses. That's, oh, by the way, I'm seeing them in concert soon in Madrid. I don't like nice music. I like all kinds of music. What am I saying? But so the song goes, I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I used to love. And he sat me down quite seriously and he goes, dude, please explain what tequila has to do with loving him. And I was like, what do you mean tequila? And he goes, the song, Guns N' Roses. I used to love her, but I had tequila. I had tequila. Él oía, y durante décadas, oía la palabra tequila, en vez de tequila. So to kill a mockingbird? All right, here's another one for you. How can you tell if an Amish person is an alcoholic? Okay, how can you tell, como puedes notar, if an Amish person, you know, this Amish community in Pennsylvania in the United States, is an alcoholic? Well, easy. They keep falling off the wagon. No. Well, they go around on wagons, horse-drawn wagons or carriages. You say carro, carreta, a wagon. Okay. So how do we get that? What does it have to do with alcohol? Well, if you're off the wagon, it means that you are drinking again. So if you're on the wagon, it means you're not drinking. So if somebody says, hey, Alberto, have some champagne. We're celebrating. I'm on the wagon. No estoy bebiendo. Okay, no bebo, no estoy bebiendo. I'm on the wagon. He dejado eso, ese hábito. And if you start drinking again, you're off the wagon. In fact, one of my favorite happy hour bars in New York City was called Off the Wagon. Very funny name. Volviendo a beber, teniendo recaída. It's called Off the Wagon, I swear to God. And it was like $2 beers, which in New York City, now forget it. And I remember that was pretty cool. So do you get it now? How can you tell if someone, an Amish person, is an alcoholic? They keep falling off the wagon, se caen de su carreta, de su carro, or vuelven a beber de nuevo. So to be on the wagon or to be off the wagon. And you know what? There's contrary to popular belief, contrario a lo que diga la gente, alcohol doesn't make you fat. No way. No. It makes you lean. Yeah, sure it does. On tables, chairs, and even random people. No? Did anybody get it? So alcohol doesn't make you fat. It makes you lean. What does lean mean? Well, lean means sin mucha grasa, magro. Like if you're lean, you don't have a lot of body fat. Lean, if you go to the butcher and say, quiero esto sin mucha grasa, it's lean. L-E-A-N. Like, lean on me when you're not strong and I'll be your friend. I'll help. Great movie and great song. Lean on me. Apóyate en mí. So it's also apoyarse. So you get it now? Alcohol doesn't make you fat. It makes you lean. Muscular, sin grasa. Yeah, it makes you lean on tables, chairs, and random people. All right, folks, we've got to move on to famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And let's see who's celebrating a birthday today. We already know Marilyn Monroe. So would I make it that easy? Well, either way, just a reminder, you've got the FYI episode, the bonus episode on Marilyn Monroe. If you're following me, I posted it on Twitter. But either way, if you subscribe or follow the podcast, it should be in your inbox, whatever player you use, whatever podcast player works for you. All right. And let's take a look. The first person was born in 1934. This person is an American singer, songwriter, and actor. Very successful in the 1950s. And I remember my grandma talking about this artist a lot. And at the age of 23, he hosted his own TV show. I can't tell you the name because it's his name. But he was the second biggest charting artist in the United States in the 1950s after Elvis. Then came Elvis and the Beatles, and his music was seen as a little passé, a little too innocent. But I love this guy's music. It's sometimes you want that. You know, sometimes you want Guns N' Roses and Korn and like dark stuff. And sometimes you want stuff that I want to hold your hand. That's one of the cool things about the Beatles. They did it all. They did the funny, lovey-dovey, you know, melodic stuff. And then they did the Sgt. Pepper's stuff, you know. Number two, this guy was born in 1996. Let's see. How could I tell you? He is Spider-Man. Should I say any more? I mean, he's been in a lot of other things as well. But yes, he was, he is Spider-Man. He was also in The Devil All the Time, which if you were paying attention, that was today's Name That Movie. Oh, and his last name is a place in the north of Europe, a country in the north of Europe. All right. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1937. His last name is Hombre Libre, aunque no se pronuncia así, right? Es como no es Simpson, it's Simpson. Simpson. Remember the episode on The Simpsons? We don't say Simpson, it's in. Pues igual. His name is not man, it's min at the end of his name. All right, let's take a look over here at what we've got. We've got Chris Valrol. Also Kubla as well. Nice job. Chris says Marilyn. Pat Boone is the singer. Nice job. Tom Holland and Morgan Freeman. Listen to it. I didn't say Freeman. I said Morgan Freeman. And that'll bring us over to our Say What soundbite. This is Morgan Freeman playing the principal, Joe Clark, in the movie Lean on Me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on. What an awesome song and an amazing movie. If you haven't seen this movie, it's based on a true story where he goes to a school in Paterson, New Jersey, called Eastside High, where family members of mine, my mom's cousins, went to high school. And the place became a drug den. It was in utter shambles. Okay. Absolutos, utter and shambles and destrozos. And he's hired to come in and clean up the school to get their grades up. Right. And it worked. He came in and, he ran a tight ship. Si queréis ver un ejemplo de run a tight ship. He used to walk around with a bat. And one of his famous lines in the movie, he's excellent, Morgan Freeman. And he says, they used to call me Crazy Joe, but now you can call me Batman. And he says it as he's holding a baseball bat in his hand. Antes me llamaban Joe el Loco. Ahora me llamas el hombre del bate, Batman. Oh, my God. Excellent movie based on a true story. And when you watch it, think Alberto's cousin, well, my second cousins went to that school. It's called Lean on Me. I'm sure in Spanish is Un Director Loco con Morgan Freeman. And this is him coming to the school, the whole auditorium. He calls everybody into the auditorium and he introduces himself and he says that if you're a drug dealer, if you're causing trouble, your days are numbered in that school. You're going to be thrown out. He goes, these people have been up here. And what he did is he gave the teachers a list of names of miscreants, of, you know, these hoodlums, mala gente, right? And then he put them all up on stage and he said, you see these people? They've been here for up to 5 years and have done absolutely nothing. He's talking about in high school, 4 years. So they're already there an extra year. He goes, these people are drug dealers, drug users. They have taken up space. Han ocupado sitio. They have disrupted the school. They have harassed your teachers, acosado, and they have intimidated you. Well, times are about to change. Excellent movie. And this isn't even his best speech. The best speech is at the end of the movie. If you love Morgan Freeman and you love stuff that's based on true stories, check out this movie. It's called Lean on Me. Oh, and the soundtrack is awesome too. It's got that song, Lean on Me, and it opens up with Welcome to the jungle, which makes sense. Hey, wait, we've got a Guns N' Roses connection in here today. Escuela de Rebeldes in Spain. Claro que no lo vas a ver. Suena como una comedia. It's a drama. It's excellent. I'm serious. The movie is great. If you love Morgan Freeman, I don't even have to tell you. Let's hear Morgan Freeman now that we know what he's saying as Crazy Joe or Batman.
These people have been here up to 5 years and done absolutely nothing. These people are drug dealers and drug users. They have taken up space. They have disrupted the school. They have harassed your teachers. And they have intimidated you. Well, times are about to change.
All right, amigos. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for another amazing show. We're out of time. We don't have time for Name That Lyric. All right, but I chose a song. We can say goodbye if you want to follow along. It's Pat Boone, our birthday boy, and this song is Love Letters in the Sand. Cartas de Amor en la Arena. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to all of you. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. Ciao.
Today,
innocent stuff.
In my way.
Atención, últimas plazas en nuestros campamentos de verano. Además, si contratas la segunda quincena para nuestro campamento del Guijo en Salamanca, obtendrás 100 euros de descuento. Más información en grupobaugan.com.
¡Ay! ¿Qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntelos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntelos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos de artes escénicas, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés y para todas las edades. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
¿Tienes un nivel?